Welcome to Move Well to Live Well, a podcast where we discuss all things health and wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Belle Moody, a physical therapist specializing in pelvic health. This podcast is here for you to help educate, motivate, and elevate your life. Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome to the Move Well to Live Well podcast. My name is Belle. I am back again. A little bit late this week to talk about, what am I talking about? Infrared light, also known as red light therapy. It's also has a bunch of other names that I cannot remember, but this is part of our wellness supplements series that I've been doing. First, we talked about cold exposure. Second, we talked about sound frequencies. And then now we're talking about infrared light, which is kind of similar to the sound frequencies episode with talking. This time we're just at it on a different, like, rather than frequencies, we're on rays today on the electromagnetic spectrum. So this really took me back to high school and college. Made myself a little electromagnetic spectrum graph that I attached on our blog if you're interested in looking at it. It just kind of helped me understand. Also, while I was researching, I was listening to my solfeggio frequencies that I talked about last episode. So if you haven't listened to that, I encourage you to. Really just the whole series, the wellness supplement series, is really good. And it's great to start from the beginning because I talk about a lot of important things in your wellness routine. I'm going to give a very quick disclaimer about wellness supplements. So the purpose of this is to encourage you to get a really solid wellness routine, starting with five different things that I'm not going to tell you what they are. You got to go back and look at the cold exposure blog or listen to that episode. But those five things, they are the basic of the basic, and they're totally free. And so if you have those and you're ready to, like, bump up and start adding other stuff, then that's where these wellness supplements come into play, because I hear so many people that they get kind of, you know, suckered into different types of marketing of, like, this is the thing, this, you know, lotion or whatever is going to help me do this better and it's going to fix all my problems. Like, they think that there's one thing, or they need this certain protein supplement, or they need this thing. And really, it is amazing what the body can do when you give it a really good balanced environment, which is the five things that I talk about. It's amazing how you can feel when you're doing that on a consistent basis. So there's my disclaimer. I really want you to focus on those first, but with as much of, I guess, push in social media and just the media in general for different types of wellness supplements and things that you can add into your life, I also want you to know the ins and outs, the pros and cons, the risk, benefits, all of that, so you can make a decision if it is something that you think you should add into your routine. Or I want you to be able to make, this is what I'm trying to say, I want you to be able to make a super, super educated decision about what types of things you're bringing into your life to help you feel better. So today, that thing is infrared light. I absolutely love watching, like, daily routine videos on TikTok, or like get ready with me for work or that type of thing. And I find them so interesting. I love seeing how they also are kind of motivating to me, sometimes even soothing. And so, anyway, often I see whoever is posting the video, the creator, going through their face wash skin routine a lot of the times in these videos. And I will see them after they've applied all their stuff. They use a red light mask on their face at some point. You might have seen some of these on the internet as well. I often have been interested in getting one for myself, but up until now, I haven't looked into the benefits, risk, and overall science behind red light, so I haven't, like, pulled the, you know, trigger on anything to get one. And so today, that's what I have researched, and let's just dive into it, shall we? So light and the electromagnetic spectrum, they both have an effect on us at a cellular level. If you don't believe me, think about how UV rays, UV is a level on the electromagnetic spectrum of light, and UV rays have a negative effect on our skin cells by damaging DNA when UV is at high levels and high doses, I guess is the, if you want to, I didn't look into that more, but if you want to look into that more, I encourage you to kind of know, like, there's certain types of UV rays that are safer than others. Just like, it's still on the spectrum. It's not just all UV rays. Anyway, so, like, I know it's better to be in the sun earlier in the morning versus later in the day. The UV is usually higher. So, anyway, what was I saying? Okay, UV rays can have a negative effect on our skin cells by damaging DNA, leading to cells replicating incorrectly, and then can cause cancer, because that cancer is this incorrect creation of cells due to DNA damage. So infrared and red light is in a different place on the electromagnetic spectrum, and at this level, through research, has been associated with positive benefits on our cells. I did make a diagram of the electromagnetic spectrum and attached it to the blog post on infrared light. So if you're interested in seeing that, I'll attach the link in the show notes for you to take you to the blog, because it just kind of, I don't know, I like seeing it in a picture. But the wavelengths are different throughout the spectrum. And one thing to keep in mind if you're looking at the picture is that UV is on the total opposite side of the spectrum than visible light. So UV is, if it goes UV, visible light, infrared, they're on opposite sides of each other. And so you can kind of also look that UV, X-rays, gamma rays, all of those typically have pretty negative effects on the body and on the cells. But then visible light, infrared, are safe. And then microwaves and radio waves, they also have, anyway, if you want to look into that more, I didn't go super, super deep into it, but it's interesting to see the differences on the spectrum of, like, good and bad, positive and negative effects. So anyway, infrared is in a totally separate spot than UV rays. Also, it's not the same rays. So I have listed also in the blog post multiple studies that you can read and investigate further if you want to, because I'm not going to, I just didn't want to go through all of these different studies today, but I did want to summarize kind of what they found through this research. Now, the research ranges from 2018, 2014, and 2019. So still fairly recent, but also not, like, super, super recent. So keep that in mind. And all of the research articles at the end said, you know, it is still a growing investigative space, so to say. So they're still learning more and more about it and need to do more research on, like, larger sample sizes and different things like that. So to summarize what I read through these, red light therapy and infrared laser. So this is in that infrared level of the electromagnetic spectrum. In research, demonstrates a promising association to lower cellular inflammation and stimulating tissue growth and repair. Some other associations to its uses and efficacy include promoting collagen production and associated fibroblasts. And fibroblasts are a big part of collagen production. So that's great. So it makes sense why those two would be associated, because if the fibroblasts are doing good, then we're going to have more collagen production. I got to pause and take a breath. I'm 35 weeks pregnant today. And I am. Y'all know how last week was. It was way worse than today. Could not breathe talking, but we will persevere. Another association is it increases blood circulation, which is amazing in all kinds of different, like the more blood circulation you have, the more we get this like filtration of things, reducing inflammation, stimulating the healing process. It's just a great thing. So it improves healing, reduces skin changes such as stretch marks, wrinkles, age spots, scarring, improves symptoms associated with psoriasis, rosacea, eczema, and acne, improves hair growth, prevents cold sores, relieves inflammation and pain associated with conditions such as tendonitis, arthritis, and carpal tunnel. Some risk and consider it, I'm going to pause and kind of review over that. So that was a lot of stuff that it benefits, could potentially benefit this red light therapy, especially from a skin standpoint. Now there are these like red light, infrared light panels that I've seen people have like in rooms, so that, like, I've even seen people, you know, exercise with them around. And so the idea behind it is that it's super effective at lowering inflammation levels. So I could see how exercising in this light could be beneficial. So that's great. Also, back to the blood circulation standpoint, is really great. And then stimulating that tissue growth and repair. So for the most part, this is geared towards skin changes. However, if it is available to you that you can be like full body in this infrared light doing, you know, exercise or meditation or whatever, that could potentially be really, really beneficial as well from an inflammation standpoint and healing standpoint. So keep that in mind. Now, moving forward, risk and considerations with red light therapy. Its safety has been proven with short-term use. However, long-term is unknown. So just keep that in mind. And the thing with long-term is that it just hasn't had enough time to know its safety. That is why, oh my gosh, I could go get off on a tangent right here. Because like vapes are one of vapes and like the Zen packets and those type of things, even oral birth control, like these things that have not been around for, you know, more than, have not been, are newer. Now, oral birth control has been around for a while. So let me go back to the jewels and like the Zen packets and stuff like that. Like these new products that come out, it makes me so sad that people are using them, because you just have no idea. Same exact thing with smoking, okay? Everybody started smoking cigarettes. You know, they were touted as weight loss supplements and all kinds of other things, and then years later we realize it is a direct cause of lung cancer and other problems, other lung diseases. And so anyway, same with these vapes that are so new, have not been studied, have not been looked at. Like, please don't put that stuff in your body. I think a lot is actually starting to kind of come out about people who are chronic vapers, if that's the right word to use, that are having popcorn lung. So they're not necessarily seeing a direct, they're not seeing lung cancer yet. It hasn't been long enough to be able to tell, but they're seeing popcorn lung very frequently in people who vape. And then that can be absolutely detrimental to your quality of life, lifespan, all the things. So same thing with birth control. I'm not trying to be controversial or anything, but it is, they just, in my opinion, they just don't know yet exactly how it affects the hormones and, now I'm saying oral hormonal birth control. They just don't know yet how it affects the body from a hormone standpoint, from, you know. So anyway, it's just food for thought. Anything that is brand new, please be hesitant of. That is my controversial thought of the day. It's not, I mean, not necessarily. And look, I was on hormonal birth control for almost 5 years with an IUD. And anyway, and it obviously has its risks that have been studied through randomized controlled trials, but it's just not from a long-term standpoint. And those type of studies are, you know, that's what gives us the most information. So anyway, risk and considerations. Oh, I talked about that. So same with red light therapy. Just keep in mind that, it has not been proven long-term, and this long-term impact is unknown as well. So, there is a risk of skin damage and potentially burns with anything on the light spectrum. And we're taught that with laser treatment. They use it in physical therapy sometimes as a modality. So it's just recommended whatever red light or infrared light device you're using to follow strictly with its application and use guidelines. And it is proven short term though. So that's that, infrared light. Now you know kind of how it works, the benefits and the risk of it. To me, if this was something that I was like interested in really starting, I would feel really comfortable adding this into my routine in some form or fashion. Like, I would like to get one of those masks you could wear on your face, or even like a panel that I could sit in front of would be really cool. So yeah, that is that. I will talk to y'all next week, and I'll be on time because this episode's coming out on Wednesday. Usually I put them out on Monday or Tuesday. And yeah, it's getting crunch time for me before delivery, but I'll have some episodes ready to go for you. So please keep, you know, subscribing, sharing the show with your friends, because we've got lots of good stuff on the horizons, and there will continue to be episodes every single week. So, okay, that's it. Y'all have a great rest of your week.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. You can meet us and work out with us in person at the Studio Bar and Wellness located in Starkville and Lewisville, Mississippi, or move with us online at www.thestudiobarandwellness.com on Studio Stream. Our goal is that you move well to live well.